Part 3. News Reports. Directions. In this section, you will hear two news reports. At the end of each news report, you will hear some questions. Both the news and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear each question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D.
News Report 1. Slim down toilet paper, fewer cookies in a bag, less conditioner in squeeze tubes. The changes are subtle and might evade less discerning shoppers. But retail industry experts say we could see more consumer products start shrinking in size or quantity, or both, because of rising costs. Record levels of inflation means households are paying more for everyday purchases, and it's costing companies more to produce packaged items like paper products, shampoos, as well as food and beverage products. Companies can raise prices, and many are. Others are charging customers the same price while offering less. Product downsizing, also known as shrinkflation, is happening with toilet paper, said Edgar Dworsky, a former assistant attorney general in Massachusetts, who is a consumer advocate and editor of website consumerworld.org. Downsizing happens during times of high inflation because companies that make everyday products are also paying more for raw materials, production, and delivery costs, said Dworsky, who's tracking how period of high inflation impact consumer products for three decades. Dworsky said product downsizing is becoming increasingly prevalent, and he recently picked up on several instances of brands inconspicuously shrinking the size of their products. For example, Procter & Gamble's Charmin's Ultra Soft Toilet Paper 18-count mega package now contains 244 two-ply sheets, down from a previous 264 double-ply sheets per roll. And Super Mega Rolls of the brand now display 366 sheets versus a previous 396 sheets per roll. Dworsky noted the large-sized toilet paper packs are most commonly stocked in stores now. It's almost impossible to find a four-pack, he said. Although he doesn't track product prices, Dworsky said when product downsizing happens, consumers end up either paying more for less of the product or the same price but for less of it. This doesn't mean that every toilet paper product from Procter & Gamble will see a change. But my guess is that changes to more products are coming, he said, adding that he will have an upcoming report on other toilet paper brands.
Questions. 17. What is the main topic of the recording? 18. According to the recording, what is shrinkflation? 19. What will Dworsky do next?